practice as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is still the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, and still the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, and because I want you back. After all these years, I want you back. A quick update on Mike. He seems to be doing okay. I am going to see him tomorrow. I have been thinking about it. I got a call from the hospital today on behalf of him. It's kind of like, I'm acting like his dad. It's humbling. I guess that's probably the best word. It's humbling. Because I am desperately trying to act as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ towards another man. One other thing, you know, I did watch a program recently. When I watched that I enjoy, it's called Crosstalk. It's produced by an American guy. Well, the host is an American guy who lives in Moscow. So it is produced by RT, Russia Today. Has been doing it for, 10 years or so. You might compare it to, there was a program that, it was on CNN 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever it was, where you had people in that case it was opposing sides. This is frequently not quite opposing, but, you know, it's people from all over the world that they get on and they talk about issues a little bit more seriously than most. And, you know, the host is a little biased. The thing I enjoy about it is it's a little bit more in depth. And the program today, especially, because what it reminded me, you know, it's kind of like it set up a whole bunch of points. The various guests, there was one woman, two men. And the various guests talked about, the current U.S. administration is basically a placeholder, as was the previous, as will be the next, because they're simply the facade as it's popularly known, the deep state. This is well understood outside of the U.S. And one other thing, because, you know, I have studied a lot, especially with Syria and Iran, a little bit of Iraq and so forth. But in studying that, you know, the one woman talked about this land bridge that has been built between Iran to the Mediterranean. And it's kind of like, yeah, of course. I mean, I've heard that. It's been discussed for years. People, do we understand in the U.S. why that's happening? But the other thing that was made stated, well, two other things. One was, around the world, the U.S. is becoming less and less important. We are the largest economy in the world. We're going to slip to number two because of China. We're going to slip to number three because of India over the coming years. That is the generally accepted prediction. So we are slipping. We're slipping because, I mean, what do we produce? We produce arms. A lot of people won't buy our food anymore. Not necessarily because of the tariffs, which that's an act of war anyway. But all the sanctions and whatnot, which when we put sanctions on other countries, it's an act of war. But people don't want our food because a lot of other countries, GMOs and glyphosate is illegal. So they don't buy from us anymore. And that's all we produce. So we are changing. And the only way for the U.S. to stay dominant is to have more and more military projection around the world. That's why we have, 800 and some bases around the world. And we are involved in, I forget, what is it, 7 active wars and so forth, you know, that we're shooting. The comment the bombs being dropped on Yemen are Raytheon bombs. You know, those kind of things kind of sink in. And you know the comment by Hillary Clinton that you know we created and fund ISIS. You know, it's kind of like we promote war. All that to say, I have a son. I have a son, George, who's 18. I have no idea what his attitude is, what he's being prepared for. I have two more sons, Walter and Zadok. By the time they get to George's age, what will their attitude be? Will it be Bravo US, let's go defend our shores kind of malarkey? Or will it be, how do I, as a young guy, be obedient to Christ? The model set before them is they're obedient to the institution. You know, I keep thinking about it because, you know, whenever I see a comment such as I did today, actually, Julian Assange's mom, I saw today, talking about the abuse that he has, because I remember the comment about from Jim Cross about distance yourself from him. I'm sorry, no. My issue with him is his casual sex relationships, which are wrong, but they can be forgiven. I have read 1 Corinthians 6:11. I understand grace. And, you know, there's grace for all the things that he has done, but telling the truth is not something you need grace for. And standing with someone who's like that, standing with now called Chelsea Manning, but Bradley Manning, standing with him, even though the sex change stuff is horrible, speaking the truth, exposing collateral murder and things of that nature, was honorable. And you stand with people like that. And you stand with people like Ethan McCord. How many people have heard the name Ethan McCord? The man to honor and respect, because in the collateral murder video, he's the one, the only one U.S. soldier who showed love. You stand with people like that. You don't abandon them. Oh, I don't know why I'm saying that. That's not understood, North Carolina, is it? I am dealing with Mike Day, someone who has numerous casual sexual relationships, has been involved in criminal enterprises many years, spent 6-7 years in prison because of it, and showing him love because he's a human being created in the image of God. I remember, it's been a couple years, several years now, where I spent time in the apartment of two guys. One who came out of and one who's going into prison for being sex offenders. There's no condemnation, accepting of what they've done. But you don't condemn, you offer grace. The only place you don't offer grace for is someone who offers grace to others. Someone who proclaims obedience to Christ. Someone trying to reconcile his family. Someone who argues the veracity of Scripture, you know, to Mormons, which I intend to do shortly in a few minutes here. That kind of person you don't show grace to, right? That's what's being lived out by my wife, by my father-in-law, by institutional church leadership. Grace doesn't apply to someone who's a follower of Christ. That's what's being told. That's the model that's being set before my kids. And again, I'm going to state this over and over and over again. The model of Peter and Paul. Paul calls out Peter in Galatians 2. Then Peter calls Paul in 2 Peter 3. My beloved brother. That's reconciliation. Jim Cross, you and I need to do that. Are you going to stand before the Lord and say, celebrate with me, Lord, I kept my distance from that man who was trying to reconcile with me? It's a difficult time right now as I deal with a number of people. But in the same time, I'm finding opportunities to celebrate grace. I'm celebrating with Mike, with Gary, with my literal neighbor, a Mexican gentleman, Allie, Hannah, Crystal. I would like to include Dorothy Jane Kozlowski, my wife, because I love her intensely. Sorry, I'm getting long. I understand that. I want my family back. I was abandoned. I didn't leave them. I want them back. And when the institutional church supports them staying away from me and running away from me, that is heinous. That is not obedience to Christ. But there is still reconciliation. It can happen. And I still ask for it. Dorothy Jane, I love you. I really, really love you.